You are going to listen to a report about the Polish town of Katowice. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 9. Put a cross in the correct box on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Katowice looks very much like a city in transition, with soot-covered buildings marking its days as a mining town and new construction on every corner. Its rapid transformation is obvious to the naked eye. But for Gregory Grabiec, who grew up here and left for the U.S. when he was a child, Katowice is almost unrecognizable.
What I remember as a young child was the air was hard to breathe, and so now, looking forward 30-some years, you can see that that's just totally an old story. Katowice has changed dramatically. Specifically, you can look at just all the green spaces that have blossomed and flourished here. The concentration of parks in the Katowice area and Silesia region is tremendous. You have the largest municipal park in Poland here within the city.
The Katowice Gregory remembers was one people wanted to leave if they didn't have to work there. It was a mining hub during post-war communist Poland between 1945 and 1989, and the environment suffered serious ecological damage, such as a loss of water sources, topsoil, and vital nutrients in the ground due to the mining activity, as well as a loss of many of the region's green areas, which were stripped for industrial use. Now, 30 years later, Gregory has returned with his family and says he enjoys a lifestyle he never could have imagined here. With more than 40% of the city, either parks or woods, newly installed bike paths, and nearby lakes to visit, Katowice's post-industrial makeover has set an example for the rest of Poland.
You have a country that has people that want to focus on the environment, especially here in the southern part of Poland, in Katowice and the region, which was really devastated as an industrial monolith for so many years, that now people are coming out of that smoke, and you have a situation where things are going right.
Outside the center of the city, near a highway, is one of Katowice's new sources of pride. The GPP Business Park may not seem like a must-see attraction, but it could soon be labeled as outstanding by Europe's Sustainable Building Certification System, BREEAM. If so, it will be the only building on continental Europe to claim that title. What makes it even more impressive, says GPP's marketing director, Justyna Barteka, is that it was built on land considered untouchable by many companies.
It was a steel mine, so we had all the... This area was like 15 hectares post-industrial. And right now, we have to do some technical reclamation and biological reclamation.
Land developers steered clear of this area for decades because they were concerned of land contamination left over from the mining days. So almost all cleaned land in Katowice was paid for by the government, a costly project that includes technical and biological reclamation that reshapes the land, restores lost water sources, tests for contamination, and revegetates the area. In this case, however, GPP decided to tap into EU funds set aside for regional development. The money the company received covered almost half the cost of the 9.5 million euro project, which allowed it to clean up the land by getting rid of heavy metals in the soil. The money also went to build GPP's first office tower in a business park that the CEO, Miroslav Sarnik, says will ultimately boast 4 sustainable office buildings, a large green space, a hotel, and apartments. As of now, it boasts only the green space and the single building, but the ground is already being prepared to create what the city is calling a new district of Katowice, the Upper Silesian Industrial Park. Katowice looks very much like a city in transition, with soot-covered buildings marking its days as a mining town and new construction on every corner. Its rapid transformation is obvious to the naked eye. But for Gregory Grabiec, who grew up here and left for the U.S. when he was a child, Katowice is almost unrecognizable.
What I remember as a young child was the air was hard to breathe, and so now, looking forward 30-some years, you can see that that's just totally an old story. Katowice has changed dramatically. Specifically, you can look at just all the green spaces that have blossomed and flourished here. The concentration of parks in the Katowice area and Silesia region is tremendous. You have the largest municipal park in Poland here within the city.
The Katowice Gregory remembers was one people wanted to leave if they didn't have to work there. It was a mining hub during post-war communist Poland between 1945 and 1989. And the environment suffered serious ecological damage, such as a loss of water sources, topsoil, and vital nutrients in the ground due to the mining activity, as well as a loss of many of the region's green areas, which were stripped for industrial use. Now, 30 years later, Gregory has returned with his family and says he enjoys a lifestyle he never could have imagined here. With more than 40% of the city, either parks or woods, newly installed bike paths, and nearby lakes to visit, Katowice's post-industrial makeover has set an example for the rest of Poland.
You have a country that has people that want to focus on the environment, especially here in the southern part of Poland, in Katowice and the region, which was really devastated as an industrial monolith for so many years, that now people are coming out of that smoke, and you have a situation where things are going right.
Outside the center of the city, near a highway, is one of Katowice's new sources of pride. The GPP Business Park may not seem like a must-see attraction, but it could soon be labeled as outstanding by Europe's Sustainable Building Certification System, BREEAM. If so, it will be the only building on continental Europe to claim that title. What makes it even more impressive, says GPP's marketing director, Justina Barteka, is that it was built on land considered untouchable by many companies.
It was a steel mine, so we had all the, this area was like 15 hectares post-industrial. And right now we have to do some technical reclamation and biological reclamation.
Land developers steered clear of this area for decades because they were concerned of land contamination left over from the mining days. So almost all cleaned land in Katowice was paid for by the government, a costly project that includes technical and biological reclamation that reshapes the land, restores lost water sources, tests for contamination, and revegetates the area. In this case, however, GPP decided to tap into EU funds set aside for regional development. The money the company received covered almost half the cost of the 9.5 million euro project, which allowed it to clean up the land by getting rid of heavy metals in the soil. The money also went to build GPP's first office tower in a business park that the CEO, Miroslav Sarnik, says will ultimately boast four sustainable office buildings, a large green space, a hotel, and apartments. As of now, it boasts only the green space and the single building, but the ground is already being prepared to create what the city is calling a new district of Katowice, the Upper Silesian Industrial Park.